Sideboard in Leo Frank's home moved, asserts husband of cook. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, 20th of August, 1913. Page 3. Albert McKnight, husband of Manola McKnight, the Negro cook for the family of Emil Selig, with whom Leo Frank and his wife made their home, was introduced to the stand following E.H. Pickett. Mr. Hooper drew from the Negro the statement that since the day he stood in the kitchen door and saw Leo Frank's reflection in the dining room sideboard glass, that the sideboard had been moved. The Negro was made to go over a blueprint diagram of the Selig home and show what he claimed was the location of the sideboard on the day of the murder. And at the time, he claims he saw that Frank ate Poe dinner and remained only a few minutes at the dinner table. There was a bitter wrangle over the Negro's statements, the defense claiming that it had all been gone over when he was first on the stand, and the state contending that the blueprint had been introduced after he had been on the stand, and that they had a right to examine him upon it. Judge Rowan held that the state might question the witness on the blueprint, but that they could not go over his original statements. I want to show by this witness that since that day that the sideboard in the Selig home has been moved, said Mr. Hooper. The McKnight Negro then swore that the sideboard had been moved, and the state ended its questions. Did you see anybody move it? Asked Mr. Rosser. No, but it ain't now where it was then, replied the Negro. Oh, you are just going by the plat? Said Mr. Rosser. I'm going by where you say it is, he replied. The witness was then excused.